We have another school under fire this morning for the way they've treated an autistic child. Last year, an autistic boy was reportedly locked in a cupboard. You'll remember there's a cupboard-sized room at Miramar School. Wellington staff were accused of hitting kids, force-feeding them at special needs school in Dunedin as well. The Invercargill school this time is accused of using a seclusion room. Autism New Zealander CEO Dane Dugan is with us. Dane, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So those were several stories I cited. How many of these stories do we hear, or is that the lot and it's reasonably rare, as unfortunate as it may be?
Oh, look, I think it's not quite as rare as we think it is. And I know the Ministry of Education did a survey last year and they found out it was happening more often than they thought. So they've taken steps to make sure it doesn't happen any further. And I understand this was before the law was changed anyway. So right now you're not actually able to use seclusion rooms anymore in schools. Mm. However, with children with autism, there is certainly need for a quiet space for them, but not in a locked, tiny cupboard-sized room where the kid can't get out.
So you would argue, given the law change, given the awareness of this, things are improving, we're going to see fewer and fewer of these stories?
If we're focusing purely on seclusion rooms, yes. If we're focusing on exclusion, no. So we are seeing, all of my staff around the country are telling me, we're seeing far more exclusion from schools than we have for a long, long time. Yeah. And probably over the last 6 months, we're seeing kids that are being told to stay at home regularly and they're not getting the education that they deserve.
So presumably driven out of sheer frustration on the behalf. I mean, no one in the school's sitting there going, you know, I can't really be bothered with this. They'll be driven nuts by it, won't they, in the nicest possible way.
Yeah, the nicest possible way. I wouldn't say you're nuts, but certainly we're not being critical of the teacher or the school. What we believe needs to happen is there needs to be education at teacher training college early on in the piece, because with the stats of the number of kids who are being diagnosed with autism, there's going to be a kid with autism in 1 in 3 classrooms. So every teacher is going to have to engage with a child with autism numerous times throughout their career. So something needs to change in that space. And at the end of the day, in the AFD guidelines that were produced, I think it was in 2007, the first thing that they said that was needed was education for both parents and professionals.
Well, let's hope it happens. Dane, appreciate your time. Dane Dugan with us this morning.